From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, we bring Willapa Nature Notes. Refuge botanist Kathleen Sace writes about mosquitoes. How many species of mosquitoes live in Pacific County? The answer in 2007 was 16. As the climate warms, tropical mosquitoes move north, and tropical diseases move with them. The range of habitats for eggs and larvae is large, with different species preferring different habitats. Still water is preferred. Some species like gutters. Others use pond with open water and sun. Some use ponds with dense vegetation and shade. The local mosquitoes with the most painful bite are salt marsh species, which use ponds in the marshes. Some are active during the day, others at dawn and dusk. Some species are active only at night. Both sexes use flower nectar for regular meals. Mosquitoes are as fussy about what blood to use as they are about what water to lay eggs in. Yes, it is true that only the females need blood. Diseases are passed to humans from species that feed only on humans, or on all large mammals, including humans. Some feed only on bird blood or frog blood. A generation ago, an entomologist said that there was no good excuse for the existence of mosquitoes. What do mosquitoes think of animals that do not have edible blood or plants that do not provide nectar? From their point of view, these species have no good reason to exist. Avoidance is always the best practice to reduce human-mosquito contact. This includes clothing, protective mesh on windows and doors, and reduce standing water sources around buildings. Use repellents if necessary. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. Until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.